This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 12th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and sunny day across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly. Perfect weather for those venturing outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump attacks Iran as Israeli officials express anger over an emerging nuclear deal. This is from Ynet, just in. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu clarifies, "As long as I am Prime Minister, they will not have nuclear weapons." That's according to Walla from earlier this hour. Also this hour, the UN reports record levels of settler violence in the West Bank this year. Times of Israel reported this earlier today. Separately, the US, Greece, Cyprus, and Israel have launched the East Med Energy Center in Houston. This update comes from I-24 News earlier today. And finally, Toronto police are seeking a suspect linked to a terror attack on the US consulate. JNS reported this earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, who tweets under the name Jewish Warrior 13, shared 4 hours ago that Switzerland might host the signing of the US-Iran agreement, possibly on Sunday. From Isle Red Alert, the real-time missile alert tracker, comes word that Iran's IRNA states there is no commitment on transferring control of the Strait of Hormuz. Israel Hayom English reported 4 hours ago on the details of a deal involving uranium, the Strait of Hormuz, and financial benefits for Tehran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the emerging nuclear deal. Ynet reports that Israeli officials are unhappy with the terms reportedly under discussion with Iran. Former President Trump has dismissed Tehran's terms as false. Many in Israel fear this agreement might not meet their security needs. This could lead to increased tensions between Israel and the United States. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments, according to Walla, Netanyahu addressed the nation, vowing that Iran would not obtain nuclear weapons under his leadership. This statement comes amid conflicting reports about the U.S.-Iran agreement. Netanyahu's firm stance is aimed at reassuring the public and maintaining a strong defensive posture. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights the UN's allegations of increased settler violence in the West Bank. Palestinian farmers claim IDF projects are damaging their water systems. This situation complicates the already tense relations in the region, with potential impacts on future peace efforts. In a related development, the East Med Energy Center launched in Houston marks a significant step in regional energy cooperation. I-24 News notes this initiative aims to enhance energy security and economic ties. It underscores the strategic importance of the Eastern Mediterranean for these nations. On the international front, JNS reports the Toronto police are searching for a suspect in a terror attack on the U.S. consulate. The incident resulted in the death of an officer. This development highlights ongoing security challenges and the need for vigilance. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Sierra, an Israeli cybersecurity company, is now valued at $12 billion. The company recently raised $600 million, reflecting its rapid growth and industry impact. Separately, Globes reports that Israeli startup Arion Security has raised $25 million. The company's cloud security platform offers significant benefits for organizations undergoing digital transformations. And finally, CTEC reports on Arion Security's Series A funding round. Supported by notable investors, the startup is challenging traditional cybersecurity methods, signaling a shift in industry standards. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.